KFADDQ is an AKPR. Good evening, Mike. Everybody on the net? I had 0.69 inches of rain over the weekend, so that wasn't bad. Wasn't great, but it was decent. Everything got watered. Misconceptions. I don't know if you call them misconceptions or not, just misunderstandings. When I first got into it, I was told I needed an antenna for every band on the radio, and I'm like, oh, my God, I got that many antennas. Then I found out that, you know, like, well, my first HF antenna was a butternut vertical, and it covered six bands. So I still have that same antenna. I've had to replace a couple capacitors and one of the tubes, but other than that, it's the same antenna I had bought 36 years ago. And but I have another antenna for 160, and then of course you got the 2 meter antennas, and I got the GMRS antenna up, and I do have a multi. Then of course you got the mobile antennas, so you do need more than one antenna for the different frequencies. And one of the things I'm having troubles with is the digital mode. FT8 and All-Star, it's like I've got everything for it, but I just can't seem to get nothing to work. It seems I try and follow stuff on YouTube. It seems like I get to, like, step 4 or 5, and then all of a sudden it's like they're up to step 8, and I'm like, I missed something here someplace. So I need somebody to walk me through that. And I know, Mike, you sent me thing in the email, you know, step by step, which is kind of similar to what I did, but it's for some odd reason I'm misunderstanding something. And I've always been good at this kind of stuff, but apparently the age has taken over or whatever, but I always used to be good at this kind of stuff, but oh well. I'll figure it out eventually. I lost my notes because it's been like 2 years since I activated it, but I think I lost my notes. At least they told me they were going to shut it down. But I said, for this round, back to net, KFADDQ, NAKPR.